Welcome to Season 3 of The Short Score, the Team Ruffin Journal's weekly news update show, where you can find the latest on the sports leaders, from the jackpot world of the USTRC and the World Series of Team Roping to the pro rodeo ranks. I'm Chelsea Schaefer.
And I'm Caitlin Gustav.
And we'll be your hosts. Hey, Caitlin.
Hey, Chelsea.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Short Score. This is week 5,000 of quarantine, or as they told me at a meeting this morning, week 3 that we've been in quarantine.
Yeah.
We've been practicing social distancing. Though Caitlin and I haven't necessarily been practicing social distancing with one another because we have been housed together now for quite some time. So we're safe, thank goodness. But yes, we are here in Fort Lupton, Colorado at my dining room table. And we decided, instead of us telling you that we don't have any ropings coming up this week, we don't know anything to talk about, Caitlin is going to read you a story instead.
Yeah, and it is a good story. Today we are listening to the Cody Neesmith story. Cody's in his early 20s, and he is battling Ewing sarcoma, and that's a cancer that's normally found in children. I know he's been going to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. They've taken him in, which is very rare.
Yeah, he's there because he has a children's cancer, though he's not a child. It was very unlikely that he was going to get this disease. We met him at the World Series finale this year, and I know, I think it was Audra Gentry had kind of told us about his story. And Colby Lovell, who was on our last episode of The Score, helped us with this story. He's a great friend of Cody's, and how their stories intertwined is really interesting. And this story was one of everybody's favorites during the finale in Las Vegas, during our NFR time. I think more people read this story than read who won the world in the team roping. So I think if you take the time to listen to it, if you haven't already seen it, you'll be pretty moved by it. It was a new undertaking for you, huh?
Very new. I mean, that's probably the biggest story that I've ever covered or written in my life. And it, you know, I obviously didn't know Cody when I interviewed him or his family. And his whole family touched my life. If you have a chance to talk to Cody himself or his mom and dad or his sister, you definitely should. They're great people. And this story definitely touched my heart. I know now Cody and I, we kind of talk every now and then, so I'm really grateful I get to keep up with him and see how he's doing every now and then. So
there's something we don't necessarily talk about our roles as journalists very often, because that's the whole point. We're supposed to be kind of behind the scenes. I know I've had a few different experiences where somebody's story has changed my life. And I've been honored to stay in touch with the Cunningham family, Michelle Arbizo. People, when they let us in to tell their stories in such an intimate way, we get a chance to get to know them, and it's hard not to follow their story. I know I pull for Cody. I stay in touch with Colby. You talk to Cody, I talk to Colby, and Colby lets me know how that situation's going. So right now I know that Cody is staying very hunkered down. Colby said on our last episode he's trying to stay healthy because the COVID-19 crisis could really do a lot of harm to him if he were to come in contact with somebody with the disease.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, with everything that's going on in life, I think everyone's kind of in a worry or panic right now, but, you know, there's so much in life right now that I look at, and especially if you're battling cancer right now or, you know, any disease of any type, those people, not in a sense, have it worse, but I think people need to look at Cody's story because he is probably one of the most positive people that is battling any type of cancer or anything. He is so positive about anything. So I think we need to, just little things in life. I know I get down on myself. We need to change our outlook on life.
Yeah, the heading of this story is "This is Living," and I think that's an appropriate title for it. And without further ado, Caitlin, take it away.
Everyone, I hope you enjoy "This is Living," the Cody Neesmith story.
Cody Neesmith really never should have backed into the box at the 2019 Ariat World Series of Team Roping finale, if you had asked his doctors. The quiet, unassuming 23-year-old from Hinston, Louisiana, has roped all of his life. In 2014, he won the number 10 preliminary at the USTRC's Cinch National Finals of Team Roping, and he's a regular at jackpots across the Southeast. But now, Cody is battling Ewing's sarcoma, a bone cancer mainly found in children. The disease is brutal, one that caused tumor on his spine, nearly taking away his ability to walk just a year ago. But with the expertise of a team of doctors at St. Jude's Children's Hospital, the friendship of six-time NFR header Colby Lovell, and a supportive family, Cody is not only back to walking, he got to live his team roping dreams in Las Vegas. The accident. Cody was hit by a pressure valve at work, an accident that unknowingly flipped his world upside down. "It almost killed me," Cody said. "There was a metal piece that had about 50,000 pounds of pressure on it. It popped off, and the whole thing hit me in the shoulder. If I wouldn't have stepped over, it would have hit me in the face." While Cody was recovering from that accident, nursing his arm and shoulder, he lost feeling in his feet and toes, making it nearly impossible for him to walk. He went to the doctor to get checked out for the complications he was experiencing, complications he assumed were from the accident. "I went to some hospitals and stuff, and they brought me to a place in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. A big hospital," Cody said. "They did an MRI, and they found a tumor the size of a softball on my spine. The tumor was causing the numbness," doctors explained. Before his accident, Cody's body had been battling the tumor because he'd been healthy his whole life. But after the shoulder injury, his body couldn't keep up with the demands on his system, the doctors said. They needed to operate, removing the tumor from his spine immediately. The day that he had surgery, Mom and Dad had stepped out to make some phone calls, and it was just me and him in the emergency room, Caitlin, Cody's sister, said. The nurse had come in to ask him some questions, and the first thing that he said was, "Ma'am, when can I ride a horse again?" She said, "Well, I'm really not sure. There's a lot of bad things that can happen during the surgery, but we're going to get you through this and see if you can ride again." The diagnosis. Doctors in Baton Rouge, though, were still perplexed by Cody's tumor and what could be causing it. "I come home, and they sent my tumor off. And then about 3 weeks later, the cancer had ate me up from head to toe. They still had no answers, so I couldn't go and do anything, treatment or nothing, because they didn't know what it was." "They can't treat you for something if they don't know what it is," Cody said. Doctors finally discovered it was Ewing's sarcoma, a diagnosis highly unlikely in a man his age. "It's like a 1 in a billion chance that I would get it right after the age of 21, and I was 2 months from turning 22. Cody said. The cancer had spread throughout Cody's bones. He needed serious help, the kind that hospitals like St. Jude's Children's Research Center in Memphis, Tennessee are designed to provide. "When I got there, they told me I was in such bad shape because your body can only take so much pain before it just shuts down. What it was the cancer was on my bones and it was eating through my bones. I was just laying there in the hospital bed in my house, just getting eaten alive. I stayed in the hospital for 8 weeks. I had to reteach myself how to walk. I was kind of hard-headed and didn't do no therapy. I just figured that I would do it on my own. I lost a lot of weight doing chemo and was bad sick. But about December or so, I started coming back up," Cody said. Recovery time. The treatments had Cody bedridden, but he slowly got stronger and fought out the funk that cancer was causing. "He was in a wheelchair," Cody's dad Tony said. "He couldn't walk. We didn't think he would ride a horse again. Then in March, he said, 'I think I'm going to run some tonight.' He ran 5 in a row and healed them down." As he got stronger, Cody set more goals for himself. He hadn't roped since July of 2018, but by July 2019, with his scans showing that despite chemo, his cancer was back, Cody won second heading in the 11.5 at the Kinder Louisiana World Series of Team Roping Qualifier. He was Vegas bound. "In the very beginning, they told us no. He wasn't supposed to do anything, Cody's mom Kay said. He was supposed to wear a mask. They said, we want you doing what you can do. So that's when they switched our chemo to being one day every 3 weeks. And he takes the chemo at home. They're all on board. They are so excited that he was getting to come out here. They've worked with us to get us to this point. There's no cure for what Cody has. With his chemo and his doctors, they're just kind of formulating some chemos that can keep him doing what he's doing and able to come out here. The mentor. Cody was at home, preparing as best he could to rope in Las Vegas, when his dad, Tony, had a chance encounter at a Louisiana rodeo that changed the course of Cody's roping career. I hardly ever go to rodeos in Louisiana, Colby Lovell, a 6-time NFR header from Madisonville, Texas, explained. But for some reason I did. When I was there, I saw Cody's dad looking at me, and he came up and visited. And then he opened up a little more. Colby had met Cody and his family years ago when Cody was just 14 or 15 at the U.S. Finals. They'd taken a picture together back then, and Lovell remembered. I told him Cody needed to come to my house, Colby said. He didn't need no truck, no trailer, no horses, nothing. Cody packed up and headed to Texas, where he jumped right into normal day-to-day life with the Lovells. When we're at the house, he keeps up with me and what we do, Colby said. He works cows with me. He's probably working too much. You literally wouldn't know anything. He'll rope all day, ride different horses. I've got a bunch of horses around there. One of the horses he rode is Colby's best, Bartender. That's the best horse I've ever owned, Colby said. He rode him before we came out here, and we went to a couple ropings and he worked at it. So when it came time to taking a horse to Las Vegas, it only made sense that Cody rode Bartender. The finale. Cody stuck it on every steer in the AGCO 14.5 Ariat World Series of Team Roping finale, but came up short of making the short round. Win or lose, he had Colby right there with him when he backed into the heading box. He did his job, and he did a great job too, Colby said. He's come a long way. He's roping good. This beats making the NFR, to be able to watch him rope and do so well. Cody credits his ability to rope with not letting cancer get him down. The reason a lot of people let it beat them is because they give up and soul up, Cody said. They just pout about it like, oh my god, I got cancer, I'm going to die. You may not die for 10 years, you're going to miss out on a lot of life if you just sit there and pout. It's really truly a miracle, Kay added. He's sitting in that chair because at one point he was in a hospital bed in our living room. He couldn't walk. He had to have assistance before we went to St. Jude. They've done full range of motion on him and the doctors can't believe it because he shouldn't have that function in that left side like he does. For him to sit in that chair and for him to walk and get on a horse is truly a miracle.
All right, everybody. Caitlin, thank you so much for reading that to us today. Everybody, we will have more roping tips coming to you this week on the score, mm-hmm. and we will talk at you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.